Well, hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food personalities give us their special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? I have a quick and easy dinner in minutes that will please your family, and it won't break your calorie or your time bank. Well, I'm with Ron Tanner, who's been a special friend of mine for many years. Ron Tanner is the Vice President of Communications and Education at the National Association for Food, Fancy Food.
National Association for the Specialty Food Trade.
Thank you very much.
It's a long, long name.
Better, we're at what's better known as the Fancy Food Show. We're in New York City, and this is the place where you can come and find out what's going to happen in the food world next year. So Ron is the specialist here. Ron, tell me, what's on the horizon for us?
Well, we're seeing a lot of different things on the horizon, but one of the biggest trends that we're seeing are companies coming out with really nice foods in smaller packages. You know, because of the economy and because people are trying to eat a little bit more healthy, you know, companies are trying to control what they're selling to people. So you'll be able to go out and get a really great 2 ounces of chocolate instead of 4 ounces of chocolate. Now, you may want the 4 ounces of chocolate, but your budget and your waistline may not want you to have those 4 ounces of chocolate. So we're seeing a lot of the trends going on for that. A tremendous amount of combinations of spicy and sweet, that's been going on for a couple of years, but a lot going on here, particularly with chocolate and chipotles and, you know, with a lot of different things like that. So that's another one of the trends. Seeing a lot of Asian foods being packaged in an easy way for people to make the products at home. So you can make a tikka masala, or you can make some other type of food at home rather than going to a restaurant. And one of the things that's happening is that because people are cutting back on their mid-range restaurant visits, they're looking for being able to replicate the flavors they get in those restaurants, which are often, you know, ethnic restaurants, be they Southern Italian or Indian or Thai or whatever. They're trying to make those authentic meals at home, and the specialty ingredients that are available at the Fancy Food Show help them do that.
Right. Now, are some of these products coming out with kosher, with an OU rating on it?
Yes, I would believe that some of them would be. There's a lot of kosher products at the Fancy Food Show. We don't know quite how many because kosher has become so mainstream for a lot of the companies, they're not crying out that they're kosher. For many companies, being kosher is just something that they do. We researched it a couple years ago, and we think that probably about a third of the companies that are here, we have 2,300 companies here, about a third of the companies make kosher products.
This is amazing. And what I've been talking with people who are on the floor exhibiting, they're telling me that the big news is organic, kosher, and also gluten-free are the big names now. And the other thing I've noticed is a lot of blood orange, a lot of wild name blueberry, that kind of thing. Have you noticed that?
Well, certainly a lot of blood orange. You know, it's a flavor which people were liking, and blueberries are healthy. You know, so that's another part of the healthy foods that people are looking for. And I think that's one of the reasons that the kosher products are doing quite well. Kosher products aren't necessarily healthier for you, but because of the supervision that they have, a lot of consumers see them as being safer products and possibly healthier products. And I think that's one of the reasons that they're expanding in their sales.
I think so, too. And it's a good product. I mean, I just was talking to some people who have a kosher product, an OU kosher product, with whole wheat pasta, all of the herbs and spices ready. So all you need to do is add water or the pasta part. But the flavors are all there. And they have a quinoa product. So it makes life really easy for us.
Well, it does. People are looking for those great food experiences, and they want to have them at home. And a lot of the younger people, interestingly, specialty foods are bought more by people in their 20s and 30s than they are by people in their 50s and 60s. So these younger consumers are really looking for something that they can make really easily, that they can share with their friends, and probably they don't have families yet, but share with their friends. And they like to, you know, boast about what they can do. You know, so they look for these special products products and they pretend that they've made this great meal when all they've really done is, you know, found a pasta like you had and made something which is really pretty simple and easy, but they make it look like they were working all day for it.
Right, but now what astounds me are the prices on some of the products. I mean, you know, a jar of jam for $7, how is that figuring in your statistics today? Are those products selling?
It depends what category they're in. Some categories are doing well, some categories aren't doing that well. But when you look at something like a jar of jam for $7 and you break down the amount of servings that are in that jar of jam, which is probably 30, you know, it's not a lot of money for each, you know, it's a quarter for each time you want to put a nice piece of jam on your English muffin, whereas if you buy something for $3, it's 12 cents. You know, so it's not that big of a difference when you break it down like that. We're finding that a lot of the pasta sauces, which can be pricey, are doing very, very well because people are looking for, you know, that quality of product.
Right. And then, of course, you take, as you mentioned already, you know, chocolates, a lot of salt. Salt seems to be big salt. And chocolates, specialty salts, how is that doing?
There seems to be salt in absolutely everything, you know.
As opposed to our healthful situation where we're trying to cut back on the salt?
Well, I think what you're seeing in the specialty food industry is people are showing you that there's salt in the product. So if you're getting a caramel with sea salt on it, you know that the salt is there. In reality, with some of the other mass market products, the salt's in there, and there's a lot of salt in there, but they're not really pointing it out to you. So some of these products with a little bit of sea salt probably are better for you than getting some of the other products which have a lot of hidden salt in them.
Well, I think you're right. And I've always said when I'm cooking healthful kinds of foods, I said, add the salt afterwards, because that's right, one of the first things that you taste when you taste the product. And you get that, you're satisfied for the salt. You're not looking for more salt. So that's good. The other subject I see at the market here is products for children and healthier products for children. I just tasted Republic of Tea, teas for children, which surprised me. Have you seen more products for children?
Yeah, definitely more products for children. Interestingly, when we do our state of the industry research every year, the fastest growing category in specialty foods is baby food. You know, so people are looking for really healthier alternatives for their children. And I think what's happening, too, is that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people who may be in their 30s that have eaten specialty food for many years, so now they want to serve it to their children. So it's part of their lifestyle, and as they grow up and have families and have children, they're looking for products for these children. Plus, you know, as you know, what's served to children in school cafeterias and, you know, what they're tempted with at the food court at the mall. I mean, there should be some good alternatives out there.
That's right, and it's worth spending that little bit of extra money because when I was tasting this tea, a family came by, or not a family, but the parents came by, and I said, would your child drink this tea? And she said, well, my child likes much sweeter kinds of drinks. And my answer was, well, how about giving them something like this with just one spoon of sugar that you've put in, rather than the lot of sugar that goes into so many of the products, and kind of wean them off that sugary kind of drink they're used to.
Well, yeah, they need to learn how to like better quality products, you know. And if there's more flavors in it, they don't need the sweetness. If there's, I don't know what was in those teas, but if there's pomegranate or if there's, you know, blueberries or strawberries, or, you know, there's lots of ways to get, you know, that sweet flavor in drinks for children without putting in a lot of white sugar.
Exactly. And this was a strawberry vanilla tea, which what I liked about it was that a dollar from every package goes to books for children.
So that's nice.
So that was nice. Now, the other category that has astounded me that's just growing and growing is gluten-free. And I get so many questions from people about gluten-free. What's the story here?
Well, there's a lot of people who have gluten allergies. So, you know, their products are coming out that are gluten-free and that, you know, people are getting because they can enjoy the pasta or they can enjoy the bread or they can enjoy the scone or whatever it is, you know, without having the gluten. So there's a demand for these products. And what happens in specialty foods is that most of these products are made by small entrepreneurial companies. So when they see a need in the market, they can move really quickly to fulfill that need. And they're just doing that quite a bit.
Well, And I noticed that, but it's growing so fast, so many people. It's not just celiac disease. There's just so many people wanting to look for a gluten-free product that it's nice to see them coming out now. Well, any other tips for us, Ron Tanner?
Well, I would just suggest as you go down and enjoy the show, I can see you've tried a lot of things already this year, you know. But, you know, please try to see some of the newer companies. A lot of the new companies are on level one. We actually have something down there called a Member Candidates Pavilion, which are companies that have not even been in business for a year. One of the interesting things that we've seen at the NASFT is in these challenging economic times, there's a lot of people who are looking for their dreams of starting a food company. You know, they may have been a Wall Street banker, or they may have been in real estate, or they may have, you know, had other careers and, you know, always wanted to do this, and now they kind of have to do it, or they have the time to do it, I guess would be the better thing. So there's a lot of companies which are just coming out with great new products, and, you know, we have 153 first-time domestic exhibitors here. We have 26 companies in this member candidate pavilion, so there's a lot of new and exciting things here. If you think of it, that's almost, you know, almost 10% of the companies who are here at the Fancy Food Show, it's their first time.
Yeah, now, Ron's sending me down on the floor again. He didn't tell you how big this show is. But I always, equate it to the size of maybe larger than two football fields filled with loads and loads of stands. And so just walking the floor takes a whole day. But Ron Tanner, thank you so much for all this great information. And congratulations once more on a successful show.
Well, great. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for coming back. And I hope you'll be back here again next year.
You can bet on that. Thank you, Ron. It's dinner in minutes time, and tonight's dinner is going to be an easy Thai chicken salad, and it's a one-dish summer dinner that will please your whole family. Now, the secret to this dish is the dressing, and I got this idea from the Fancy Food Show. It's made by adding Thai peanut sauce to your favorite vinaigrette or oil and vinegar dressing. See, there are so many wonderful sauces at the show. I was able to find one that was really delicious. So this rich peanut sauce adds authentic spices, and it blends all of the delicate ingredients together. So for the salad, I have some chicken, some shredded Chinese cabbage, which is also called Napa cabbage, and some summer fruit. I've used some strawberries and grapes here. And it creates a combination of flavors and textures. So look for a bottled Thai peanut sauce that fits your requirements. Now, I tasted a similar salad once on a trip to Thailand, and I asked the chef to please go easy on the very hot chili peppers that go into most Thai food. And he told me that it's the delicate blend of flavors of the fruit and the herbs, which are the important elements, so the heat can vary. So my advice to you is add as much heat as you like, or just use this very mild version that I've given you. And then it has steamed Chinese noodles as the base of the salad. And these can be found in the refrigerated section, the produce section of most markets. Or you can use any kind of noodles, even use some angel hair pasta if you like. Now, to make this salad, first I mix some Thai peanut sauce with my favorite dressing. And that's the sauce, and I set it aside. And to that, I add some hot pepper sauce. And again, the heat's up to you. So then I have some shredded Napa cabbage or Chinese cabbage, and I use rotisserie chicken that I bought or maybe you have some leftover chicken or some deli chicken, and I just remove the skin and bones, cut that into bite-sized pieces. I have some sliced scallions, and I like to slice my scallions by just cutting them with a scissors. It's much easier than getting a knife out. And then, as I mentioned, you have strawberries and grapes as part of the salad. And I added, for a little crunch, some sliced water chestnuts that you can buy already sliced in the can. Top it off with some fresh cilantro, or you could use parsley. So, as I said, you mix your sauce together, and then you boil the noodles. Now, the noodles are, if they're fresh, they're soft, only take 2 or 3 minutes. But if you're using a dried noodle, that's fine. Just cook them until the noodles are ready. Then drain them and put that on your plate. Mix all your salad ingredients together. That's the chicken and the cabbage and the scallions and the strawberries and the grapes and the water chestnuts. Just mix all that up together. Toss it in the dressing that you've put the peanut sauce and the dressing together.
And then put that on top of the noodles. Sprinkle some fresh cilantro on top, and you've got a beautiful salad that's quick and easy. Now you can find the whole complete recipe and a photo. Go to oucooking.org. And also, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org.